This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump has posted a reduced bond in his New York civil fraud case. Trump posted a $175 million bond Monday evening, preventing any potential seizure of his assets. Last week, the court allowed the amount owed for an appeal to be lowered from $454 million, giving him 10 days' time to make good on it. With Monday's payment, Trump comes in well ahead of that deadline. The U.S. is investigating after an Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The Iranian military commander was targeted in that airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because
Israeli troops continue to engage Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border amid the conflict with Hamas.
Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. The Israeli Defense Force said an investigation is underway. Much of the U.S. will be bracing for severe storms this week. Things kicked off Monday evening with tornado watches, severe thunderstorm alerts posted from North Texas to Illinois and Indiana. Storms are expected to continue Tuesday with flood alerts from Indiana to Maryland. After that, heading into midweek, snow is forecast across the upper Midwest, moving into the Northeast by late in the week. Americans are getting some free advice from an expert ahead of this month's total solar eclipse. When you pick up safety glasses for viewing,
anything that you can pick it up and see through it, it's not going to protect your eyes from the sun.
Emily Rice is an astronomer and City University of New York professor. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A man is under arrest after allegedly driving his vehicle into a security gate at an FBI office in Georgia. According to officials, the suspect attempted to tailgate another vehicle in order to gain access to the facility, but security protocols thwarted the effort. Footage from the incident depicted the front of the car severely damaged. Authorities have reported no injuries. As of now, no details regarding a possible motive have been made public. The White House, answering critics of the Easter weekend observance of Trans Day in Washington, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre to reporters Monday afternoon.
And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right, every year. And this year it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day.
She says the recognition of Transgender Day of Visibility is nothing new at the White House. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, now retaining legal counsel as police in Dallas were still hoping to speak with him. This in the wake of Saturday's crash involving a vehicle registered under Rice's name. An early investigation showed two cars were speeding in the far left lane when they both lost control and caused a chain reaction crash. Two people were reportedly hospitalized with minor injuries. The men in the speeding cars all left the scene without checking on anyone. It's still unknown if Rice was present at the scene at the time of the crash or if he might be facing any charges. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with Nick Papanicolaou. I know that's a mouthful, but you're going to love Nick because he's an expert about the latest on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. I say he's an expert. He's an esteemed shipping magnate, advocate for maritime security, and former vice president of the Aristotle Onassis organization while Aristotle Onassis was alive. Beyond the Baltimore Bridge collapse, I know many people, and of course, this is a story that will not go away because there seems to be more mystery than fact. And Nick is here to break it down and help us understand what happened and to get a better idea of, you know, the circumstances and what caused, you know, this accident to occur. Nick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill. Yeah, it's, you know, there are many questions that are unanswered here. And the fact is that even now, as we speak, the authorities know a lot more than we do. But let me say this. Various theories have been floated about how maybe the fuel oil for the ship was polluted or whatever. This was clearly an electrical failure. And it was an electrical failure because not only did the main plant, which is the propulsion system for the ship, fail, but even the emergency generator, which according to the Safety of Life at Sea Convention, which is called the SOLAS Convention, the emergency generator is not located in the engine room of the ship, which is on the in the bowels of the ship, but it's located on the uppermost deck of the ship. Even that emergency generator was not able to provide not even lighting for the ship. So witnesses have said that about 13 minutes before the accident, the ship blacked out. The pilot, who is an port authority employee, sent out a Mayday message. The ship went black, and it headed, lo and behold, it was headed right for the pylon. And then about 3 minutes before the collision, witnesses have said that the lights flickered on and off quickly, but they went off again. That means that the emergency generator was not able to even light the ship. So this was an electrical failure. And the question is, why did it occur?
Exactly.
Was there sabotage to the ship's electrical system? Was there possibly a bombardment of the ship by some kind of you know, radio waves or whatever that incapacitated the electrical system of the ship? What was it? I think the investigation definitely has to be focused on that aspect. As to the fuel oil theory, it's important to know that there are two different kinds of fuel. One, which is called MDO, marine diesel oil, is used for the generators of the ship, and a completely different fuel, which is an HVF, heavy fuel oil, usually of either 1,800 seconds or 3,500 seconds, is used for the main propulsion system. So those theorists that put forward the theory that the fuel was polluted would have, you know, both tanks serving different systems on the ship would have had to be polluted. And the fact of the matter is that the authorities have already tested the tanks, and they know if that fuel oil was polluted or not. To me, this has all the hallmarks of a massive electrical failure, and the question is, why did it occur?
Why and who did it, right?
Right. But also, it needs to be said that the authorities have already interviewed every member of the crew. Was there somebody that was suspect in there that might have sabotaged the electrical system of the ship internally as opposed to an external bombardment? Those are important questions to which we should have answers.
Exactly. Well, why didn't a tugboat lead them out?
Well, because, you know, shipping companies and port authorities tried to make themselves more popular from a financial point of view by waiving what used to be a universal requirement that a big ship like this would be escorted not by one, but by at least two tugboats, usually one at the bow and one at the stern, so they can maneuver the ship better. I think that if there had been two tugboats here, they would have been able to push the bow away from the pylon. There was a chance, in other words, of saving the accident, but the fact is there were no tugboats. And here you have a 1,000-foot-long ship maneuvering in narrow spaces, coming around the bend, and just as it is lined up to one of the four supporting pylons for the bridge, it blacks out. Well, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is amazing. You know, the first thought that came, Nick, as you were speaking here, is that we often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And, of course, there are things that the government doesn't want you to know. For them not being transparent, this only leads to more conspiracy. The fact that you even had Joe Biden immediately come out and say that he was going to pay for all the expenses. Well, it's kind of amazing. It's like, oh, okay. So from the Biden Foundation, you're going to write a check? You're just going to, you know, pay all this right away? Like, that takes preeminence because, you know, it's an election season and, you know, somehow that's going to give you good boy points. I mean, who are you to say that you are going to unilaterally pay for all the expenses here without even knowing what happened?
Yes, as we all know, under the Constitution, Congress holds the purse strings. So it's only Congress that could authorize such a thing, not the president. The president can recommend. But, you know, let me say another thing. If ISIS and assorted terrorists, whether in fact it could be even Chinese players, who knows, had not thought as yet about such a possibility, now they're definitely thinking about it. 9/11, we have planes being used to wreak destruction. Now we have a ship, and we could have multiple ships. So this points to the need for some urgent remedial steps or preventive steps, one of which would be bridges need to be protected. You can't have exposed pylons, support pylons. I repeat, this bridge has four, two on one side, two on the other, located closest to the shore. One of them went out from the collision, and that was enough to bring the whole bridge down. Now, I am told that, and I'm not a civil engineer, but I'm told that, for example, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco has protective cement that protect the pylons in case of a collision. So that's one thing, you know, when we talk about infrastructure, that's one thing that the authorities definitely need to look into, protection of bridges. A second thing is tugboats. There probably should be a requirement that large ships must have tugboats, regardless of the cost. I repeat, ports try to make themselves more popular with shipping companies by cutting down expenses. So maybe in this case, the requirement that historically used to be the case that tugboats be used, maybe that had been waived or eliminated.
Yes,
but now we see clearly an accident that where, you know, if there had been tugboats, it could have been avoided. And a third area to look into is the vulnerability of the electrical systems on board ships.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the thing is, Nick, we've been talking about EMP attacks forever, right? I mean, for the last two decades, this is going on. I mean, you watch a television series, and this is happening where, you know, they take over you know, computer systems and everything. In fact, I was just watching, and this was probably, this series was done, you know, several years back, and they were showing where the bad guys got control of a ship and were able to, you know, take over all its operations. And,
right.
and you're going, well, wait a minute. This was, you know, this was something that the people who make movies have known about, you know, for a long time. And here it is, our own government and right. everything else that's involved with our infrastructure is asleep at the wheel, so to speak. Anyway, we got to go to right. a quick break. We got more from Nick after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Welcome back, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Nick Papanikolaou. I know it's quite the name. Nick is an expert when it comes to all things ships and that we're talking about here. He's an esteemed shipping magnate, an advocate for maritime security, former vice president of the Aristotle Onassis organization while Aristotle Onassis was alive. And we're talking beyond the Baltimore Bridge collapse. What are we to make of this? I mean, to me, there's some pretty academic decisions to make that Nick pointed out, things that heretofore we used to employ, but for the sake of, the economy and going on the cheap. Also, we understand that the organization that was in charge here was very DEI influenced, that DEI is very much a part of their culture. So here we are, once again, realizing that checking boxes is not the way to run, run a shipping operation, right?
Yes. Well, all those factors, I call them silly factors, really, enter the picture, and they shouldn't be. This should be strictly performance-based and safety-based operation. And I think port authorities in general in the United States, as well as the federal government, need to rethink a number of things after this accident. And, this is going to create some supply disruptions. I'm noting, for example, that Amazon's largest distribution facility on the East Coast is located in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which is about 65 miles away from Baltimore. So my betting is that a number of the containers that were on that ship, contained finished industrial product that could well have been destined for Amazon and also for other places. So our supply system is vulnerable, and this could also be a dry run by somebody that's not particularly friendly to the United States to test and see if, such sabotage could work. And then, of course, if God forbid we were ever in a war, we could expect multiple attacks simultaneously of this type. So I pinpointed three areas that I think need radical revamping. One is the protection of bridges with cement, and it's easy to pour cement, but to create a buffer. The second is the use of tugboats for ships. And the third is to revamp electrical systems on all ships to make sure that they're not vulnerable internally by, for example, a terrorist that might be a member of the crew, or externally by some kind of bombardment. Those are musts in this case.
Well, and the thing is, the part of the lens you have to consider as we talk about this, Nick, is that our open borders, and we've got so many people and terrorists that came in. I mean, 9/11, what was it, less than 20 terrorists created all the havoc and damage that they did on 9/11, and now we have hundreds, God only knows, thousands of terrorists, known terrorists. 162 countries, people just have come in. Yeah. They're unvetted. They're operating within the interior of our country, many of which are directly beholden to the cartels that do not care for the United States. The only thing they care about the United States is that, we're a bunch of idiots. We're, taking the fentanyl and getting involved with their sex trafficking businesses and that, to where sex trafficking alone last year generated something like $13 billion of windfall profit to the cartels. So, America really has to do some serious soul searching here, because we're putting it all at risk. Not only for ourselves, but for the generations ahead, Nick.
Well, Bill, remember that Homeland Security's own figures show that since October, in this fiscal year, in other words, more than 20,000 Chinese young men of military age have come into the United States. Pause and think about that for a sec. First of all, you cannot leave China unless the government lets you.
Yes.
So these men were allowed to leave China. And the second question is, what are they doing here? Nobody knows. So I can think of any number, of potential terror threats in this case, from the Chinese to Islamic terrorists to who knows what, a dry run by there are various enemies of the United States out there.
You got Hezbollah. You got something like, I think it was reported that there were something like 20 encampments in the United States that are either associated with Hezbollah or Hamas.
Right.
In the United States.
They're paramilitary camps. We know of one that is in York County, South Carolina, for example.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, in most unlikely places. And people, local residents, have complained to the sheriff that at night they hear, you know, repeat gunfire, etc. So they're out there practicing. America needs to grow up.
Yeah,
I think we've gotten too lax.
Well,
and the dangers are increasing. They're not decreasing, they're increasing in the world against us. So we need to wake up.
Well, the thing is, we're trusting the wrong people. And, you know, elections have consequences. We have to have leadership that is in place, that understands the threats. You know, we've got to, secure our border. This has been said now for a number of years. And we've got to, as you say, Nick, exactly, we've got to wake up. We've got to be serious. We've got to make sure that, our country is secure. National security is the number one issue for the president of the United States. And this current president is failing us miserably, and he's putting us at risk. And, we're going to be in a situation where it could be, and even right now, the stage could be set in such a way, Nick, to your point, with these paramilitary camps that are operating within the interior of this country, the influx of illegals coming in, fighting age Chinese. They're here looking more than for wives, I believe, because, you know, China is so anemic on women. They don't have enough women to service the men out there. So, maybe part of it is, hey, they're going to come here and, you know, maybe find a wife, you know, because there isn't anybody back home for them. So, I mean, there's lots of complexities to danger and where we are right now. But as it relates to shipping, the things that you pointed out, I mean, Nick, these would seem so commonsensical.
I know. But, you know, Bill, in my career, I started with Onassis. I was an independent ship owner later. In my fleet, I owned more than four ships that were longer than 1,000 feet. It has a draft of anywhere from 50 feet to 72 feet, a beam of, up to 180 feet. It's a massive thing, and the kinetic energy that a hull like that, even moving at a very slow speed of, 5 miles an hour or eight knots, I think this was 8 knots in this case, the kinetic energy is monumental.
Yes.
So it's going to obliterate anything that's in its path. And so, the fact that it would be sent in without tugboats is incredible. And but those are, as I say, those were the waived regulations of various port authorities. One other thing that I'm thinking about is, of course, Baltimore has been ranked as the ninth most important port in the United States. But just to put some flesh and bones on that, Baltimore last year handled 1.1 million containers. Other ports like Norfolk to the south or Philadelphia or, New York and New Jersey Port Authority handle about 3 to 4 times the volume of containers. So they're more important, relatively speaking.
Right.
But nonetheless, moving 1.1 million containers per year is not tiddly squat.
Yeah.
It's an enormous number of containers. And so, ports need to be protected, just like airports. And this has got to focus the attention of the authorities on safety and anti-terror in the maritime sector. Because just as, a couple of planes brought down the World Trade Center, one massive ship can paralyze a whole port.
Yeah, without a doubt, the ramifications and long-standing impact, we won't know for sure,
right.
But it doesn't project well, does it?
No. We need to take account of this. And what I'm particularly anxious about is I would like to see a report from the authorities done quickly and that makes sense. Knowing the business, knowing the technical characteristics of ships, I would like to see something that isn't a whitewash, but actually faces the issues and is frank about them and then takes corrective measures.
Nick Papanikolaou has been our guest. Nick, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it. With Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off and Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off. And Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Flex styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl.com for details.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
USA News Update. President Biden will visit Baltimore Friday following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will meet with federal and local officials and get a look at response efforts on the ground. More people are using cash to buy their homes. USA's John Schaefer.
In February, over a third of home purchases were made with cash. That's according to a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. The figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of all cash buying of 38%, which was observed in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year.
Texas health officials are reporting a human case of bird flu. The case identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be visiting with Pastor Mike Signorelli. He's the lead pastor of V1 Church, executive producer of the movie, The Domino Revival. He says he wants to see a revival, freedom, healing, and deliverance all around the world. Amen. The Domino Revival expects to see widespread deliverance, salvation, and healing as they gather and confront the works of darkness. It is a Fathom event for one night only, and he's here to tell us all about it. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on air.
Well, what we really want to talk about, you know, we mentioned the Domino Revival, but you have this new event, Fathom event, that's going to be released in theaters on April the 23rd, so you can mark this down on your calendar. This is called Miracle at the Movies, right?
Yes, and for those of you who have never experienced the supernatural power of God, you know, I know it's not happening in a church building, but in movie theaters across the United States, we are going to see people healed of all types of sicknesses, and it's going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can say that if you haven't directly experienced the supernatural power of God, on Sunday we were reminded of the supernatural power of God when Jesus came out of the tomb, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, we serve a resurrected Savior. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And Jesus actually said to his own disciples, it's better that I go away because I'm going to send another, my Holy Spirit. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, this is Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will receive power to be my witnesses. And so the Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of believers and empowering them today. And that's really what the movie is about that's going to be in theaters.
Mm-hmm. And why should we be surprised? Because Jesus told his disciples and the apostles quite clearly, hey, you think these things I'm doing, you think they're great? Guess what? You're going to do even better. I don't know if their brain could handle that, but here we are 2,000 plus years later, and I've got to tell you, Mike, that is something that continually rebounds in my brain, because I'm saying, okay, Lord, you said we would do even greater things. Let it be manifested as much as it would count on me, right? And so, you know, I think, Mike, I think maybe what blocks some of this stuff is the lack of faith, right? Because when Jesus went to certain areas, even in his hometown, he was disappointed that some of the miracles could not occur because of people's lack of faith. And so maybe this is a Selah moment, you know, as the Bible would say, Selah, you know, to stop and pause and think about these things as to maybe why we have a limited understanding of God's supernatural power.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bill, this is the second time I've been on your show, and I was just thinking while you were talking how much I love, you know, talking to you, because you challenge me, you challenge your listeners, and, you know, that's really what this movie is all about, is challenging people to say, you know, of course there's going to be Pharisees and haters and doubters and naysayers, but they were, even when Jesus was walking around in the flesh performing miracles, people doubted. People said, oh, this is just, you know, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of the carpenter. And so, of course,
they said, we know your mom and dad. And we know exactly what they meant when they said that, right?
Yeah, well, that's it. And it's familiarity. But here's the thing. There's so many Christians who have become familiar with a version of Jesus that, you know, they go and they, you know, oh, yeah, of course, I believe. But Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you'll speak to the mountain, move, and it'll move. And so, you know, here's the thing. We don't use God like a genie. I don't want people listening to think that you're going to come to the theater and, you know, God's going to give us everything that we ask for and do whatever we want to do. We serve him. But here's the thing. 100% of the prayers that you don't pray won't get answered.
Exactly.
So I always would err on the side of praying in faith and believing. And here's why I have so much more confidence than even the last time I was on your show. This is now the third time the film will have been in theaters. The other two times it was in theaters, we got reports of medically verifiable miracles all over the United States. And, and we're still collecting that. And when I say medically verified, I mean people emailing us documents and sending us documents of the before and the after. You guys prayed in the theater. And then I went to, because we encourage people, please go to the doctor. God works with medical professionals.
Exactly.
But then, you know, but then they got the results and the doctors, I have piles and piles of these documents, and it really even challenged me. I feel convicted, because there's things I believe you can do. And there's some things that I maybe, not that I didn't believe, but it was like, sometimes you struggle with really, am I going to see this in my lifetime? And it happened.
Well, it, as Charles Finney would say, it happens when it needs to happen. And and God is always there, and you just never know. And I'm like you. I mean, look at, we're not about to put God in some sort of genie box or some formula, you know, that says, okay, 1, 2, 3, God. If we've ever needed a movement of God, and a demonstration, beyond the empty tomb in this chaos that we're in. I mean, my goodness, we got a president of the United States that's in the White House and decides to basically demonstrate to the world what Easter looks without Jesus. We're going to bend a knee to less than 1% of the United States population, the transgender people. We're going to bend a knee and storm St. Patrick's Cathedral, and we're going to create all kinds of chaos and take Jesus out of Easter. And this is being led by a practicing Catholic. And with all due respect, I say to people, you know, people say, well, you know, what faith is Joe Biden? And he says, well, he's a practicing Catholic. And I said, with all due respect, he needs more practice. And really, I mean, you know, Mike, because look, and we all need more practice, you know, so I'm not, you know, I'm just,
yeah.
but this is so obvious. You're on the world stage, and you, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, you know, you may not have been born, but I was at a time when we had the first Catholic, you know, president. Everybody's all freaking out. Oh my God, he's going to be so connected to the Vatican, and the Pope's going to run the United States of America. That was in 1960. Now here we are, you know, 60 years later or so, and we have, the, you know, Joe Biden in office, a practicing Catholic, and he is, I mean, in a sense, he's more aligned with the Vatican because the Vatican is doing screwball-y stuff too right
yeah.
now. And you think, what the heck is going on? I mean, is this demonic or what? And so it's like, look it, all right, bring all your priests of Baal. Well, bring you bring your priests of Baal, bring them to the movie, and we're gonna bring God Almighty, and let's see whose fire gets started. All right, I think we need a modern day Baal off here, Mike, and to demonstrate. I mean, because here it is, Jesus is coming soon and very soon. The signs
yeah.
are there. We're not setting any dates, and I think this is why people are getting restive and they're getting animated about this because they got to realize. Look, you're at a point now where you got to make a decision about eternity. It's one way or another. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You either are going to be with God or you're going to be with evil. So it's your choice,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so fired up right now. And here's the thing, too. You know, this National Day of Visibility, Trans Visibility. You know, I live in New York City, and I have to remind people, when you look at the historic record, on Easter Sunday, that actual evening, the buildings of New York City would collaborate to put the image of the cross in the windows. Mm-hmm. And so
right.
it's like we had a Christian nation. I mean, and so we've fallen so far, and we're at the point now where whatever people listening think about the term revival, you know, some people don't like that term. I will say we've gotten to the point where it's the only option. We need
exactly.
a major awakening here in this nation.
Well, they won't be able to appreciate revival until they come to repentance. That's where
That's
it starts.
It.
You've got to be able to look at yourself the way God looks at you.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest. And that's the opportunity, because on the other side of, you know, as God said, spirit and truth, that's the way you
yeah.
must come to God, right? And that's our prayer. Well, congratulations on the movie again. Remind everybody as we wrap up, Mike Signorelli, you know, about the events and how they can get their tickets.
Yeah, if you go to MikeSignorelli.com and you tap on events, you guys can see it there. And listen, I need every single one of you to show up and bring friends and family members that you don't think would ever accept Christ.
I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And the Supreme Court seems likely, we're told, to preserve access to the abortion medication mifepristone. And you heard us talk at length about the dangers of this drug. I mean, the organic and anecdotal information that's coming in is such that, to me, it's obvious and it's hard to ignore the danger that we're putting young women in with this medication over the counter, across state lines, women left to their own devices without any kind of medical observation until they end up in the emergency room. And the information that we're getting from the emergency room, because this is something that our government is behind and endorsing. And so we're not getting the whole truth. And in order to have, you know, knowledge and to offer, you know, the right kind of informed consent, you need to have all the information. And it's clear that the American people are being bamboozled. And what's happening is that women after the fact are realizing that this is not like taking a couple of Tylenol pills. It's much more complicated than this. And so those stories anecdotally are being suppressed. And as a result, decisions are being influenced. But we must say this, buyer beware, because trouble and danger is lurking and it's being endorsed, you know, by our own government. And this is a government that seems hell-bent on, you know, I guess being anti-women. Katie Talendo is right now is with us, and I want to bring her on. She's Executive Director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. Katie, good to be talking with you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
What is going on here? All of a sudden, I mean, we go from hashtag women, and now we don't care if women compete with men in sports where they can be pushed around and knocked down and unfairly you know, competed with, abortion, the dangers after all these years. I mean, there was a reason Roe v. Wade got turned back to the states. And that was because of the organic response of 50 years of experience of women who went through the horrors of abortion and realized that it's not all that safe. You can say it's legal. It's not all that safe, and certainly it is not all that rare when you're talking, at the end of the day, what, 100 million abortions, not only in the combined arena of abortion as we know it, but also with chemical abortions that is increasing. And now they're saying could be anywhere from 40% to 60% of the abortions that are taking place today, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think the FDA and the broader Biden administration in general has declared a war on mothers and babies and, you know, women and girls that will become mothers, precisely over their womanhood, precisely over their fertility and their ability to become mothers. That's what
or even just to be women, just to have a gender. God forbid you have a gender, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we're allowed to be weaker. We're allowed to be softer. We're allowed to be smaller. We have a different, you know, biological role in nature. And that doesn't mean that we should be treated unequally in our modern society, but it does mean that there are real differences and that there are dangers and there are vulnerabilities for women and we need to be protected. And certainly in the space of FDA and clinical trials and drug approvals, this is particularly important. And what we've seen with this abortion pill approval process over the past 20 years, it's just been a sort of a crime against women. Mm-hmm. When in 2000, when Bill Clinton first left office, right before he walked out the door, he approved the abortion pill for the first time under an inappropriate sort of emergency authority that he shouldn't have used. It wasn't, sort of lawful. But because of that, they put these special safeguards on. You have to see a doctor and have the drug administered to you in the doctor's office. And then you have to come back and see the doctor again in case you're bleeding out or having some sort of infection or you're lying in a pool of your own blood, which often happens. Right. So then, of course, when the Obama administration, on their way out the door, they took off that second doctor visit so that it's not necessary and you could just, like, leave Planned Parenthood with your pills and never come back again. And, you know, and that's why so many women were ending up in the emergency room. And then what we've seen most recently, of course, is that they took off the first doctor visit. And so that's why you had a group of doctors' associations, Christian and pro-life doctors' associations, who sued the FDA to try to ask them, hey, what in the science about this drug changed in the past 20 years that somehow it's totally safe to take all by yourself with no clinician or clinical supervision around at all for a drug that actually creates symptoms by design? They don't call them adverse events. By design, symptoms that are absolutely indistinguishable from an emergency hemorrhage. They tell you in this, like, torture section on the FDA label for this drug, it's right there in the package insert, that, you know, you're going to have horrific abdominal cramping, worse than any period you've ever had. You're going to have bleeding out. You're going to have the majority of women have fever and nausea and dizziness. And all this is happening without any doctor around and without anyone checking in on you. And by the way, you're supposed to figure out whether it's an emergency or not. And
exactly.
So that's why the FDA label says right there that up to 1 in 25 women end up in the emergency room. And 1 in 33 women have to have the abortion completed surgically because it doesn't work.
Wow. This even by their own numbers, and you and Katie, I'm going to tell you right off the top, and call me a skeptic or what, those numbers are horrific. But something tells me that that's not the whole truth, that there are, because we know that they're hiding this. They are protecting this industry for whatever reason. It is absolutely diabolical. It's evil what they're doing and the danger that they're doing. And I'd say more particularly these young women. There's got to be more younger women who are participating in this. I think that as women, get older and they understand the whole developmental process and everything, that their approach to abortion is totally different than somebody who maybe is a teenager, a younger person who hasn't experienced this, and all of a sudden they go through, these kind of this kind of health event. And not to mention the fact that, and I think you and I talked about this the last time, I just can't imagine what a woman must go through when she sits there, I mean, she's there on the toilet and the baby is deposited into the toilet.
Well, that's right. And, you know, when we spoke at this outside the Supreme Court at a rally last week when they were hearing oral arguments on this case, and there was a really powerful testimony by a woman who went through this. And she spoke about being in the shower and seeing the baby come out of her and having to flush it down the toilet because she didn't know what else to do. I mean, what do you do? What do you do?
Yes.
And then she could never go back in that bathroom in her parents' house ever again. Still to this day, she's traumatized about it. She's probably 40 years old. And she did this when she was a teenager. And, you know, those numbers that I rattled off to you, Bill, those are on the FDA label coming from the original clinical trials, meaning those girls were actually supervised during the trial period. We have no idea what's going on now that there's no clinical supervision and that there's no doctor required at all.
Well, and the whole basis of this is an emergency authorization use, how that keeps cycling back. We went through this with COVID, and there are certain foundational issues that must be in a line in order to exercise an EAU. But here we are once again, and it seems to be a predominant characteristic of one party over another. And that's not to say that the other party is guilt-free. I mean, this is happening on their watch as well, and we need to press in and help them find a spine with, you know, our representatives who will look at this in a perspective of, you know, maybe it's their wife or maybe it's their daughter. How do we communicate the truth, Katie, to these politicians who, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, our guardians. They're supposed to be the ones to help us out to make sure that we know that, you know, because of the Hippocratic Oath, that medical professionals, you know, take a vow and to do no harm. And how do they reconcile that? Because they're doing harm.
What's interesting about the Hippocratic Oath is it used to include a vow not to use abortifacient drugs.
Yes, exactly.
And they took that out of the oath, of course. So nobody's vowing to do that, but they are supposed to do no harm. And you're right that these regulatory agencies, we think that they're there to protect us from greedy corporate interests that would harm our health and take shortcuts and loopholes. But instead, what we see are these regulatory agencies, whether it's the FDA or the USDA and our food supply or the EPA and the chemicals that surround us, they're actually out there protecting those greedy corporate interests from us. And we saw this during COVID when the FDA teamed up with Pfizer to actually try to prevent the clear Pfizer adverse event data from coming out for 75 years. They were in court with Pfizer's lawyers. It's outrageous. And I mean, this is the absolute definition of regulatory capture. It's not what people think is supposed to be happening. And it's just one of, you know, many things that we saw, especially during COVID, where, you know, in well-intentioned effort to increase access to telemedicine during the lockdowns and during, you know, dangerous hospitals, supposedly we were told, that, you know, so we could see our doctors online. We now have, you know, what the abortion industry is trying to achieve is to create a giant Amazon, telehealth sort of Amazon of abortion, a big abortion pill marketplace that you can just, you know, pop online, see a doctor in California who mails the pills to you in Texas where they're not legal. And that's been the sort of playbook and the agenda all along. That's been what the abortion industry and the pharmaceutical companies behind these pills have been trying to achieve for decades. And they finally have.
This is, Katie, when it comes down to it, it's a spiritual issue. I mean, this
that's
is
right.
A battle between good and evil. That's it. And people need to reconcile that because it is a clear choice that you're promoting evil. And if you think not, I mean, look around the world. Look what's happening with China. With the abortion rate that's going there, I mean, they're so desperately upside down. That country is a mess that will implode on itself. Right now, they have too many men and not enough women because of these abortion policies. And you can look around the world to see that this serves no positive purpose through the history of man. Getting rid of your children, no bueno, and God does not look favorably upon this. Katie Talento, as always, we appreciate you being on the show. Look forward to having you back. She's with the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing. Thank you.
Not high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.